Here with your Market Line Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. These limit moves in the cattle markets have a lot of us wondering which way it will go. Standard Grain's Joe Vaklovic explains on the Grain Markets and Other Stuff podcast.
We saw nothing but upward movement in boxed beef prices. It's almost kind of similar to the wheat conversation with the bread aisles being cleared. You've seen enormous retail demand, and I guess it's people that are stocking up, hoarding, whatever you want to call it. You go to the grocery store and that beef counter's empty. Well, it is in my neighborhood at least. That's part of it. So you've seen a big surge in boxed beef, and the futures market has realized that the cash is strong, the boxes are strong, and the futures are out of whack. And that's why we've seen, you know, consecutive days of limit up trade and a big rally in the cattle market.
In closing markets, Chicago May wheat futures closed down a penny to 561.5. May corn up 3.5 cents to 347.25. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein unchanged on the day, ranging from $6 to $6.05. Club wheat of ordinary protein also unchanged, $6 to $7.80. Dark northern spring wheat up 4.75 cents, ranging from $6.70 to $7.05 for 14% protein. Live cattle futures up another limit, $4.50 on the April board to $106.15. Feeder cattle up the expanded limit of $5 to $130.22.5. Class 3 milk didn't move yesterday from where it opened at $16.08. With your Market Line report, I'm Tim Hammerich. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.